We've talked about student etiquette in concerts, but how about when the audience is rambunctious? Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
When I started in my current position 13 years ago, people were constantly talking during concerts. The behavior of the audience was atrocious. They had been allowed to do this for a long time, and it took a couple of years to change the culture of that. I want to give you some tips today for helping to teach audience etiquette. Sometimes the venue makes all the difference. It's a little bit harder to be quiet in a gymnasium. People are used to shouting and being loud in those kind of environments. And so you have to train them that, hey, this is a different thing. We come here for the basketball game, but now we're here for the concert. Maybe you have a cafetorium, and that was my situation my first couple of years in my current job before we moved to a new building. In the cafetorium, it was often loud in there. The way that the room was designed, it was a lot like a gym. And the chairs, although they seemed to make sense, they were lunch tables that converted to benches that you sat on that seemed very efficient and economical, but those chairs were very uncomfortable to sit on. And even with the nice padding that I have on my behind, my butt would get sore. So you as a director can be considerate and not do a 2-hour concert if you have the sore butt chairs to worry about. Remember that this is a process. It can often take several years, several concerts. Every concert should get better. And some of these tips you can start right away. Some of the tips you might implement after the audience has reached a certain level. I remember my mentor, Hosie Haynes, who spent more than 40 years in public education before he passed away. I met someone from the small town that he had taught in early in his career, back in the 70s. This was in the late 2000s that I met this person from the town. And I mentioned, hey, my mentor used to teach in your town back in the 70s. And although the mentor had never met, although this person I met had never met my mentor, they had heard of him. And they said, yes, we have heard about him. He really insisted on the audience being quiet for the concerts. This was 40 years after he had taught there. You can also insist on admin being present. They're present for everything else in most cases. For a time, mine weren't there, and I took it as a compliment in a way because they knew that the concerts would be fine. They were more worried about some of the other events. But I think it's important for them to be there, not just in case something goes wrong, which once in a while something can go wrong where you need their help, but so they can see what you're doing. There's no other class where they can see what we're doing and it's on public display. So it's kind of like our standardized testing in many ways. This is something really hard to do, but do stop the concert if you need to address the talking or the disturbance of people. I've done this before, and it usually nips it in the bud. Sometimes you might have to stop the concert 2 or 3 times. Now, I don't mean stop in the middle of a song, but just as you're going to the next song, address the audience and say, hey, there's some people who want to listen and you're disturbing them by talking. You don't think it's loud, but the sound carries in the auditorium. You can kind of tone it down a little bit to make them feel a little bit better. Sometimes you'll get almost applause from other people who've been disturbed by that themselves. So wait for it to be quiet. Wait for everyone to be respectful. Something that can really help too is to dim the lights if you're in a gym. You might have to buy a set of stand lights so that the students can still see your music. But there's something about the mood of dim lighting that really helps the audience to be a little bit more calm. I'd like to invite you to visit my webpage, jamesdevine.net. If you do that on a computer, you'll get a pop-up where you can sign up and get a free copy of The Saxophone Diaries, which is 100 stories of my 30 years in the music field and teaching music.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.